Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I never said that. And for the record, if she was a teacher in New York City, she would never have had that problem.
Debate recap. Kevin Hardwick, Canisius College political science professor, Erie County legislator, joining us live this morning. Kevin, another fight night among Democrats. Who was yelling louder last night, Sanders or Biden?
I think Biden was, and I think it worked for him. I think he had I think he had his best debate by far, and I think if this was the first debate rather than the latest debate, if that was a Joe Biden that came to the first debate last summer, I don't think we'd be talking about any of this, because I think he'd be running away with everything. But he let everybody else back into the race. You know, last week's debate was raucous, the one in Nevada. But it worked. It was entertaining, and I thought you learned a lot from that debate. Last night was just ridiculous, and I think the moderators are to blame. They let the candidates walk all over them. But I think that under the circumstances, Biden did the best, because he kind of went after the moderators on several occasions. And, you're letting people talk, and I'm not going to stop because they didn't stop. And at one point he did stop, and he said, he should go over. Everybody else has been going over, but his Catholic school training taught him otherwise. And I thought that was one of the best lines of the night.
What is to blame for something like that when it happens? Is it the moderators of the debate, or is it, just – seven people on stage in a strict debate format? I just don't see that being able to work ever.
Obviously it's late in the game, and for probably at least three of them, maybe more, this was their last debate, and they knew it, so they had to get in their points. But it's up to the moderator to control things, and they can do things. And in the past, there have been people who have moderated these debates that have risen to the occasion and have almost shamed the candidates into behaving and following the rules.
If you said it was the best debate for Biden, maybe he helped himself the most last night. Who hurt themselves the most?
The others, Bloomberg, obviously was better than he was a week ago. So that's not saying much. So I think having a not so bad debate probably helped him a little bit. I think that Sanders obviously had the target on his back last night. Everybody was after him. Some blows were landed on him, but I think he was overall pretty steady. But I don't think he was outstanding. I think for probably Buttigieg and Klobuchar, and maybe even Steyer, although Steyer has a lot of money, that may have been their last debate. May have even been Warren's last debate. I mean, if she can't get any traction, it may be the end for her. She tried to go back to her greatest hits from last week and go after Bloomberg again, and it really didn't work. The clip that you opened this segment with, them fighting over it was non-disclosure agreements, and in fact they argued over abortion, and something that Bloomberg supposedly said to one of his employees, he told her to kill it. And they got to this point in the debate that was really awkward, where he said, "I never said that," and she said, "Yes, you did." And it went back and forth, and it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought Warren last night was interesting, because she said, instead of just outright attacking Bernie, she kind of went and took the status of we agree on a lot of things. We have very similar views. He is the front runner for a reason. Maybe she's realizing, but she said we have similar views, but I'm the person who can actually get things done, and a little less pie in the sky about it.
I'm better. I could actually get things done. I mean, that's a decent argument. I don't think it made any difference last night. I don't think she's going to cut into any of his lead there. I don't think she's going to take away any of his voters and realize that his voters are her voters. And she knows that. She was trying to make that logical argument, but I don't think it's going to make any difference. I mean, to a certain extent, she may have been campaigning for vice president there, although I don't think it would make sense for Bernie to choose another progressive to be on the ticket, although Bernie doesn't follow the conventional playbook, so maybe if he were the nominee, he would pick Warren.
Coronavirus came up last night for the first time in a debate. They were all discussing how they would handle it. Did any of them score any points on that?
Well, I think Klobuchar, presented the best argument, and she went after President Trump. And the interesting thing about last night was, you wouldn't have known that Donald Trump was president, and you wouldn't know that he was the problem that all these people see. Because they really didn't go after him. Buttigieg took a shot or two, and Klobuchar on the coronavirus did. Talked about how the fact that he's cut back on the Centers for Disease Control, and that's going to come back to bite us here. But that was relatively late in the debate, and I think a lot of people had probably turned off by then.
What did you think of Bernie, his overall performance, and what we're seeing from him now? I mean, he's never been in this position before. Going back to 4 years ago, he's always been the outsider on the fringe. And now, I mean, he's the clear-cut frontrunner. Last night was the first time that we've really been able to see him in that role ever.
The thing you have to admire about Bernie is that people attack him, and his response is, yeah, I said that. I did that. That's the way I voted, and here's the explanation. He doesn't, he doesn't try to change the subject. He deals with the attacks head on, and sometimes that works for him, sometimes it doesn't, but something you have to admire about him. He doesn't try to duck the issue. He is who he is.
Kevin, we appreciate the time. Kevin Hardwick, political science professor at Canisius College.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.